Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about an hour, we'll be joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. But right Dowder. Now, we're going to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're going to say good morning to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey's NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Baldy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you, man. So the Commanders travel to Detroit to take on the Lions after taking care of the Bucks. Surprise, surprise, another last play win for the Commanders. It's been a wild ride for them. This is going to be a test, though. This is a Lions team that's racked up 15 wins. The spread is 9.5. They're expecting a lot of points at Ford Field. 55.5 is by far the biggest total of the weekend. I mean, the Texans Chiefs total by comparison is 41.5. How do you see this game playing out? How do the Commanders hang with the Lions on the road?
No, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, this is a great offense. They've been the number one offense in football. They've got two guys in Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs that can score from anywhere on the field. Jahmyr Gibbs has run for a 70-yard touchdown this year. Jameson Williams has scored on an 82-yard touchdown pass. They can score from anywhere, and their offense line is tremendous. And so they attack. They go for it on fourth downs. It's a four-down game. So, and that could be from anywhere on the field, depending on what Dan Campbell decides to do. So they're very difficult to slow down. So what do you do? Well, you try to play keep away to some extent, ball control.
Mm-hmm.
Try to limit the number of possessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can keep it to 8 possessions or sometimes even 7, that can help keep the score down. And then you've got to maximize your possessions. You got to try to steal a possession. You know, whether it's a turnover. Last week, Bobby Wagner falls on a missed handoff between Baker Mayfield and Jalen McMillan. They get good field position. They go take the lead after that. They got to do something like that. And then, you know, Jaden has been tremendous. We've run out of superlatives or adjectives, but the guy's unflappable. We know that. The guy never stops competing. He can convert a lot of first downs with just by his ability to run and to keep plays alive. So he's got to do that. And if they gets into a track meet with Detroit, you got to try to match him because you don't want to fall too far behind from this football team. They'll force you into some mistakes at that point.
Jesus, I lost my train of thought, Cakes, already.
I also think, Baldy, that I'm bailing you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Baldy, that they've got to do a much better job, Washington, of running the football, and Robinson has to be that guy. I think Eckler has to be a factor, too, but they ran for 82 yards against Tampa, and I know Tampa's run defense is, you know, one of the top in the league, but I think Detroit's pretty similar, but you've got to be able to – you can't just rely on Jaden Daniels to run the ball, and he didn't even run for that many yards. He averaged 2.8 yards per carry. 82 yards isn't going to get it done against Detroit running the ball.
It depends. It depends. You know, if Detroit is selling out to stop the run and they're playing with one single high safety to stop the run, then 82 yards might be sufficient if you're getting big plays in the passing game. But I agree with you that they've got to run the ball better, and it's been a problem. It's not just the Bucs. It's been quite a few games where they have struggled, and I agree with you. It's got to be Brian Robinson. He's got a guy that's got to wear the hat. He's got to get going. I don't believe that Detroit has as many you know, they don't have Vita Vea in the interior of their defense right now. So they're going to have to do a better job up front. Now, Kliff can scheme certain things in the run game, but there's not a whole lot of new wrinkles that Kliff can do at this point. They've played 18 games. They've watched all the games. They've studied all the formations, the two back sets that they do, and some of the motions. They've studied all of that. I don't think there's a lot of new wrinkles left for Kliff to attack Detroit. They're just going to have to be better up front. With it's good that Biadasz is back in there, but you know Biadasz and Allegretti and the guys they got to do better. Cosme, they got to do a better job up front right now.
Boldy, I now remember what I had to ask you. How much does being an overwhelming favorite, at what point does that ever play? Listen, if you're an overwhelming favorite, it's because you're very good, right? So talent usually wins, I mean, I'd say, for the most part, right? So they should be favored. But at what point does that become kind of like a weight, a burden? And in the other team, you know, you see it. You get some momentum, and all of a sudden now you got a football game. Is that like something? Like, I feel like we can use that to our advantage, maybe.
Maybe, except that Detroit was up 17 last year on San Francisco in the NFC Championship game, and they saw it slip away. They saw San Francisco scoring five straight drives, and they blew it on a couple of fourth down opportunities mm-hmm. where they could have kicked field goals maybe. And so I think that taste in their mouth is maybe tarnishes the philosophy you have right there, which can be real, but I think this is a hungry team.
Mm-hmm.
They took advantage of the bye week to rest up. The offensive coordinator is basically being put in every single open head coaching job right now. I don't think he wants to hear any of that. I think the team is pretty galvanized about what they want to do. Because if they win, they're going to host the NFC Championship game. And that'd be different than last year when they were on the road. So I think they want to do it for Detroit, which is pretty good motivation. It's been a long time. And they want to do it at home in front of their fans, which have been incredible. So I think they have enough to motivate themselves from their end, even if they're, you know, a 10-point, you know, favorite at this point.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So we haven't even touched on the fact that Detroit's going to get one of their big pieces back. David Montgomery was a full participant in practice, and Jahmyr Gibbs has been spectacular in his absence, but I know that Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson, they like that tandem of give Montgomery the ball 15 to 17 times, give Gibbs 12 to 14 carries. They like that balance there. They're going to get that back this weekend with Montgomery returning.
Well, I think it's a good thing for Washington because David Montgomery's a great player. He breaks a lot of tackles, and he sets the table for him. He starts every game when he's healthy. But he's not Jahmyr Gibbs from the standpoint of he can score from anywhere, and he can break a big run or a big pass catch from anywhere on the field. So if I'm Washington, I'm kind of thankful David Montgomery's back. You know, you watch Jahmyr Gibbs when he's the single back
stud,
and you know they might have, you know, Reynolds rotating in with them to keep him fresh, but he's a much more dynamic and a bigger playmaker than David Montgomery. So Montgomery, you know, he wears you down. He's a hard guy. He was like that at Ohio State. He was Iowa State. He was like that at Toledo. He's a tough guy to tackle. But if I'm Washington, I'm kind of thankful he's back in there.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, NFL insider for Odyssey. So let's move over to the Eagles game against the Rams. Rams, dominant defensive performance, 9 sacks. Maybe Sam Darnold held onto the ball too long, but they have been a hot team since a bad start to the season. How do you see this game playing out between the Eagles and the Rams?
Well, they played on November 24th, and it wasn't a game. I mean, the Eagles dominated, put up 550 yards of offense, and Saquon had 302 of those yards.
Right.
He had his best game as a pro. I don't think that necessarily is going to happen. He had 270-yard touchdown runs in that game. But I do think the Eagles are a lot better than Minnesota in the trenches on both sides of the ball. I don't think this is going to be easy for Matt Stafford at all, dealing with that front, or Tyron Williams trying to run against this front. But at the same time, I think that the Rams got the short stick in this whole playoff, divisional playoff round. I mean, they had to play Monday night, travel back to Los Angeles, get in early Tuesday morning, and then you got to get on a plane, you know, on Saturday to come to Philadelphia. Like, that's a short turnaround after an emotional win. So I want to see if they can play at that same frequency that they played with on Monday night against Minnesota. That was the best game that I've seen them play. And they're a good team, don't get me wrong, but all those young defensive linemen, I haven't seen them collectively play that good in a game all year.
Baltimore, Buffalo, I'm sure you've seen the weather. They're calling for temps at around 3 degrees, maybe even the negatives when you factor in the wind chill. You know, Josh Allen's obviously a very good cold weather quarterback, but, you know, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have both been kind of criticized because they can't win those big games in the playoffs. So one of these quarterbacks is going to lose. Do you factor in the weather at all for this matchup, or do you think that it won't be a factor for either of these offenses? Derrick Henry's going to be very difficult to tackle in 3 degrees, but your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, Derrick Henry was hard to tackle when they played on September 29th.
Yeah.
He went 87 yards for a touchdown the first play. He wasn't touched on the play. Outran everybody in Buffalo. Look, Pittsburgh had a chance to maybe slow Baltimore down last week. They played them 3 times in 8 weeks. They had no idea what to do. None. Mm-hmm. Like, they were completely miffed by everything that Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson did. They are a difficult tandem for any defense. I don't believe Buffalo's built to stop them or to slow them down. If they get north-south on you, it's over. You got to flatten them to the sideline. It's like when Mike Vick was, you know, the quarterback of the du jour back in the day when, you know, his speed and running the same style of offense was, you had to flatten them. Tampa Bay would beat them. They wouldn't let them get north-south. Derek Brooks is the speed. That's what Buffalo's got to do. They can't let these guys get going. You got to stop them before they get going. And that's hard to do over the course of a game. Now, Josh Allen's going to have something to say about it for sure. He wants that MVP award. He wants to win in advance. He wants to maybe go to Kansas City next week and have a rematch from a couple years ago. So there's a lot of motivation for both teams. I believe Baltimore right now is just better. I think they've become a better defensive team. They're a very good pass rush team right now. They get after the quarterback really, really well. I think they're a better overall team at this point, and I think Baltimore is going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Baldy, I wanted to ask you about the commentating issue that's come up with Brady. And I'm not asking you to criticize a colleague by any stretch, but do you buy into this idea that it's a conflict, him calling these games, being an owner, and by all accounts, or at least some reports, going to be directly involved in their coaching search? So he's calling the game this weekend, and, you know, you got Ben Johnson there, you got Kingsbury there, you got Aaron Glenn, and I know Florio's going crazy about it. I just want to get your take as being a broadcaster and a former player. Where do you think? I mean, is there something valid to that point?
Not really. I mean, I've done 3 games this year where Tom Brady, I did a national radio and Tom Brady was doing the Fox broadcast. And I talked to Tom before every game. Mm-hmm. And he does what every commentator does. I don't care if it's Greg Olson, myself, whatever. I mean, we're down the field. We're talking to players, getting a feel for the field, the game, the conditions, the whole thing. I just don't see, like, you have 12 seconds to basically tell the audience what happened on a play, what to look for. Tom's good at it. That's what he's going to do. So Ben Johnson is down there on the field maybe before game. I doubt it. I've never seen him on the field like pregame. But, I mean, he had to probably talk to him on some kind of a conference call this week about the game. I just don't see there being that much information that could be shared that somehow is a conflict. You know, does Jared Goff does he see the open receiver, you know, against Marshawn Lattimore? Like, that's what he's going to talk about. I understand Mike Florio is all bent out of shape. That's all right. Mm-hmm. He's got that opinion. But I just don't think it's a big deal at this point.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Hey, Baldy, can I ask you kind of a non-sports related, although it's sports. I saw you on Jason Kelce's new late night talk show. I think they call it Late Night is the name of the show. They call it Late Night. And I was just curious because I accidentally saw, you know, like on Twitter. I didn't stay up till 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., right?
Right.
And I was just thinking, all right, Charles Barkley's there.
Yeah.
Baldy's there. And then Lil Dicky. And I was like, what are the chances Baldy had heard of Lil Dicky?
I had no idea who right. he was. I never heard of a show called Dave. Like everybody else did except me. I don't think Charles Barkley did either. Mm-hmm. Nice guy, you know, had his role. Jason obviously knew him. He's a Philadelphia kid. So it was kind of a Philadelphia theme on the first show. But I had never heard of Little Dickie. I had no idea.
That was a figure
I had to be told by multiple people who this guy was.
Well, I'm guessing like Dave is on Hulu. Have you ever even been on Hulu?
I don't even know what Hulu is.
Right. And doesn't know what Hulu is.
Right.
I don't even know what it is. I see it. I know how to spell it. Yeah. I don't know how to find it.
Hey, and do you have a connection to, you were tweeting like basketball stuff, like Davidson basketball game. What's your connection there?
I was at Davidson and LaSalle last night. It was a great game.
Oh, you just went to
the
game.
My buddy's the head coach at Davidson.
Gotcha.
So I went with a couple friends of mine last night to check it out.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. All right, Baldy. Well, have a great weekend. Are you traveling for the playoffs?
No, I'm going to be at NFL Films doing the post game for NFL Network. So I'm just in studio watching the game and then, you know, giving my Tom Brady view of it after the game.
Right.
Awesome. Okay. We'll talk to you next week then.
All right, guys.
Yep. All right. Thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Are you looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or you just need a power play, when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI, PVI.com, because business grows with PVI.